It's Thursday, and on Thursdays, we talk motoring with the only man on the road, as far as we're concerned, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's the way. Kia's new Carnival, you're suggesting it should be a GUV. What's that stand? What's that going to stand for?
Grand Utility Vehicle. I do point out that I'm not suggesting that. It was something that Kia raised, but doesn't it reflect how a model needs to move away from its image? You know, a people mover used to be very much like a pair of sensible shoes.
Yeah.
They were practical, but you didn't want to be seen wearing them.
I quite agree. I mean, once upon a time, we just called it a bus, didn't we? That's what we used to call them.
Yes. You know, I have a passion for a government policy to make buses sexy. That's another thing to do with public transport. But this is also, of course, reflected, you're quite right, in what car companies are trying to do. Not many of them have people movers, but if you've got one, then you've got to try and move it into the new world where every car has a positive image as much as it's got practicality.
So we can't just rely on it being practical for practical sense.
No. They're often associated with groups that have large families. You know, it's again back to that bus function. I love your use of that word. It's absolutely right that it is the one that has the image that you don't want. And so now they're trying to really make the Carnival, which I love. I love the Carnival as a practical car. Mm. They're trying to make it look even better than it has. The first two models, this is the fourth generation, that were rather thin and gawky. You know, they look tall. They look disproportionate. The third model looked more squarish, upmarket van. But now this one, you know, it's got a nose that's a little bit more like a people mover. It's hard to make the big square bit at the back look anything but a big square bit at the back, but it's certainly striving to add a little bit of feature to it, which would make you less self-conscious in driving it.
What sort of features do they throw in this grand Carnival?
Utility vehicle.
Yeah.
It's not catching on, is it?
Not really, no. So what do they put in it?
They've got a whole range of things. You know, the interior features of comfort and big screens, particularly if you get up above, there's a base model and then you get two or three models above that, variants above that. You know, huge screens, plenty of features, you know, an interactive and infotainment system that's great to do it. On these upper models, I think the top model, there's electronic doors on the side as well, which, you know, those doors can be big and heavy. So it is a case that, you know, it's a nice sort of comfort feature, as well as nice room, a little bit of extra room to it, and just it's got all the practical features, and now starting to get the features that Kia and Hyundai particularly are adding to models that you might have thought were luxury features that you'd have to pay a lot more for.
What sort of price are we looking at for this particular Carnival?
They start at just under $47,000 and they go up to $59,000. Now you've got to add on roads to that, you know, compared to what some other cars cost just for a small sedan, I think that's doing pretty well.
Well, contrary to what the Seekers would say, the Carnival is definitely not over. We'll keep an eye on this space as we continue to speak with David Brown. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.